Okay.
Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways, I'm stuck in my ways, I'm stuck in my ways, yeah. Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways, I'm stuck in my ways, they stuck in my ways, yeah. Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways, they watching my movements, the bad shit, they praise, yeah. Can't remember the last time I stepped in the church, remember the last time I prayed, yeah. I had all these tears in my eyes, man, I cannot lie, I was going insane, yeah. The obstacles I overcame, man, I've been through so much shit all in the same, yeah.
Hey guys, okay, so I always get nervous when it's a season finale and I have to do a season finale podcast, but it's tizzy time and we're doing one. Season 3, y'all. Season 4 coming soon. But yeah, so this is how we're capping off season 3. And you may ask, what is to come for season 4, right? And drum roll. Consistency, y'all. I have to be more consistent on my podcast. I can't talk about chasing dreams and I'm not doing enough of my own. Think about that. So always remember, y'all, chase your dreams first. Bills are always there. But on a more serious note, season 4 is coming and I have another date. And another drum roll, please. Right. The 1st of November, y'all. I love fall, so I wanted to do it on a day where, you know, it's fall, basically. But on a more serious note, I love November because that's when it starts to get nice and cold. You got your boots. It's like cuddle weather, UGG weather, pumpkin spice latte weather. PSL, y'all. Love a pumpkin spice latte. So yeah, and I'm also going to be switching it up. So instead of one podcast whenever I feel like it, I'm going to do 2 podcasts a week, y'all. 2 podcasts a week. One on Monday and one on Friday. So I can start your week and end your week. I mean, who else would you want to listen to? Who else? I think I'm the best podcast out. Sweep that energy. But yeah. So, Monday and Friday is when a podcast will be done, and I want to have more guests, which I have to find a way to do that, but it will happen, more guests, more topics, definitely more things I need to talk about, more things I have to, you know, discuss, absolutely, and I have to do a big for season 4, because many people may not know, but I lost 4 family members this year, bro, and I just think this has to be all out. This has to be for them. This has to be for me. This just has to be about doing it big and, you know, loving your loved ones while they're here. You know, that's very important. But yeah, so not to damper the mood, but I want to introduce special guests, but they don't really need introduction, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves anyway. And they're here today to talk to me. Talk about marijuana. Why am I tongue-tied? I woke up early, forgive me. But we're here to discuss marijuana legalization, y'all. We're here to discuss everyday topics and some topics you may wonder what the F, because I do. And yeah, let me just let the person introduce themselves.
How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, what's up, guys? You know, it's your boy, Mizzy. I'm here. I'm checking in. You know, I'm checking in on the Shane Tizzy podcast.
Period.
You know, so with no further ado, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Okay. So, I like that intro. That was good. You got a little radio voice or whatever. But on a serious note, we're goofy. Quick life updates in today's world, y'all. Like, what's going on in today's radio waves, airwaves, social media, traditional media, which is TV, radio, y'all. Which is technically, I'm a traditional, but also a new medium. But yeah, I'm not going to get into thesis talk, y'all. But on a serious note, the baby. Let's talk about the baby. We can start off with that. And I have timed this to 5 minutes because me and Mizzy could go on and on about a few of these updates. And yeah, they're important. So let's start with the baby. So as most of you know, the baby has been on every platform because of his rant at Rolling Loud in Miami this past July, I believe. And just a quick, you know, in layman's, a quick run-through background. The baby had said, and verbatim, he said, if you came in here HIV AIDS free, put your cell phone light in the air. If your vaginal area is wet like water, please forgive me. I said verbatim, but I don't know the second part that well. Put your cell phone light in the air. And then the third one was, if you're not performing fellatio in a parking lot, put your cell phone light in the air. He didn't say performing fellatio, y'all. I'm not gonna say what he said, but you do a visual image. And yeah, his words were not very well recepted, and he got, you know, a lot of festivals canceled his appearances. I'm gonna let my guest start off the conversation, and then I'll give my feedback. So. Five minutes.
My father was a wise man. He said one of his favorite things to say was always think before you speak. Think before you speak. So in today's culture, no matter when you're under a microscope, you should definitely have that in the forefront of your brain. You know, think before you speak. Because, you know, you don't know who it's going to affect. You don't know how they're going to take it. And in his example, it wasn't taken very well. And from there, it's his own fault. And at the same time, you know, everybody should not be so judgmental and hop on the bandwagon and quick to cancel him. But from what I've seen, that whole cancel thing is just what the media is pushing. Like, he still has his fan base. It may not be as deep as it was, but it's the same fan base he started with. That, you know, your forever fans, people who was following you before you got famous. So, you know, I don't mean to hop all around the topic, but you can look at it from so many different perspectives and so many different ways that, you know, he was wrong for saying what he said, but at the same time, who are we to just crucify somebody, you know, just because they made a mistake and, you know, was drunk or whatever, or, you know, in the moment, they got caught up in the moment and they said something that, you know, was, you know, people took it as like, yo, you know, he's coming for us or he's trying to talk down on us, which, you know, honestly doesn't seem like that was the case. But that's today's culture that we live in, you know, where people just look at something and don't really read into the situation and just take it off of face value and just run with it and just create a whole story. And
I like how you said that, how you basically said we can't crucify him or vilify him for his comments. I believe we can, but the only reason we can is because he is not knowledgeable. But at the same time, that's why we can't crucify him and vilify him. He's not knowledgeable. But we can crucify and vilify him. My point being is because he has the resources to be knowledgeable. And it's sad. It is sad. But you cannot fault somebody for using their resources for bad or for good. That's their personal decision. I feel like in all of this, knowledge was needed. Because a person who's knowledgeable would not be in a predicament like that. Like,
nah, you're completely right. I agree. But at the same time, just because you don't have the knowledge of something don't mean you gotta get burned alive because you didn't know it.
I agree with your point, totally.
You're supposed to take that person to the side no matter. You're never too old to learn something.
I agree, you know, but I'm just going based off both perspectives. A person can vilify him for having the resources and not being knowledgeable. This is a man worth millions of dollars. He may not have time as a resource, but you have money, get somebody on your team who can say, hey, that's not okay.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I mean, at the end of the day, rappers, entertainers, celebrities are all about improv. Don't get me wrong. But you still need to plan out your actions before you do. That's me talking from social media, reputation, PR. You have to know what your artist is doing at all times. And your artist needs to know what to do at all times. They're human. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But when you're worth so much money, please don't think that your moves are not watched. Your moves are not controlled. When you're, you know, induced to the masses, when your message is more than to more than one person, you should have a little bit under control, you know? So that's how I'm looking at it from two perspectives.
I agree. When you put it like that, I agree. When you come in, that's like, I feel like when you come into a certain amount of money, you should have some form of security.
Absolutely. And that brings me to a question. And this is our 5 minutes. This is 30 seconds of. I had a teacher who said one of the questions we have for a debate was during grad school was, do African Americans have the same opportunity as their counterparts? So other races, Caucasian American, Asian American, Hispanic, etc. And, American Indian, can't forget everybody, right? So basically the question was, do we have the same opportunity? And I had to argue that we do have the same opportunity. And basically learning that made me always ask that question, do we have the same opportunity? And that's what goes back to the baby. Does he have the opportunity to get these resources? And he definitely does. He has the opportunity. Somebody on his team does, if not him explicitly, you know, so that's 5 minutes. The next topic is business owners, professionalism, so, and like entrepreneurship. So we're just talking about everything and aspects to business owners today. And that could be from the growing of business, that can be from the management of business, that can be from any aspect. It could be a nail salon, a hair salon, food, anything, drinks. Have you seen the boom in the business ownership? I mean, I've seen it a lot. I mean, a lot of people I know are starting businesses. Salutes them. Clap. Yeah, definitely. Shout outs to you guys. But I feel like it's important to know business in some aspect, or, you know, have some knowledge of business. So I let Mizzy start the last one, so I'm going to start this one. One thing I would love to see in business is accountability. I feel like a lot of people are just jumping into business for the namesake and for money purposes. You have to know how to run a business professionally as well. And running a business professionally means accountability. We all have off days. If you cannot do a person's hair, you cannot let them know the day of. That's not professional. Sorry. Like, not at all. I feel like as well with not doing a good job and not refunding people their money. If you know you didn't do a good job or the person doesn't like it, give them their money back. You're a business owner. More money will come, you know? And then that keeps your reputation up. You don't have to worry about somebody leaving a bad review or posting you on social media if you're doing your job exceptionally well. And yeah, Missy.
I feel like a lot of people are starting businesses just to say they got a business.
I agree.
Just to be like, you know, shout outs to everybody who, you know, is dedicated and, you know, thorough with making sure that they they're thorough in making sure that, you know, they're doing what they love, and doing what they love, their business, you know, naturally progresses and flows in the right direction. You know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but you will always try until, you know, until you can't no more.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because Mr. says can't.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I feel like you know, a lot of people are just like completely forgetting about learning something from 1 to 100, from A to Z, and just trying to automatically assume the position of top tier king, you know, to put it like that, like they automatically know what they're doing and they assume that this is it, and it's really not, you know, so it's just, it's weird. It's a little weird.
I agree with that, saying A to Z. Like, it makes me question the instantaneous nature of, you know, if social media is an influence on that, or if how we are communicating as a people nowadays, if that's what that is. We still have to learn things. I mean, there's hair salons or hairdressers, I would say, who don't wash hair. And I think that should be a part of a service to me. Like, if I'm paying you $300 to $500, I feel like if I'm paying you anything over $100, you could wash my hair. Literally. No, for real. And that's, honestly, that's a part of getting licensed. You have to know how to wash hair. To have a license in certain states, I know New York, for one, you have to know how to wash hair. And you have to wash hair. You cannot refuse that service. So that's just me. That's what I'm thinking. But we have about 30 seconds left on the topic. Any last thoughts on business and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, and not to say that you can't start a business and, you know.
Yeah, start a business. Absolutely.
And be great. Entrepreneurship. And have great success in your business. But take the time and dedication to really learn what you're doing and what you're about to get into and really have a passion for it. So your business is a reflection of your passion and not just a money-making outlet, you know, to just branch people in and just be all, just like the rest of the, you know, top-tier guys who don't really care or just look at people as just like, exactly what we are sometimes, consumers. Yeah. And not really, you know, care about what's going on or what effect it's having on the community itself.
And to wrap up, I just want to say, as a business owner, as anyone trying to, you know, brand awareness, brand adaption, any of these things, you have to think in the mind of a consumer. You can't just think a business owner all the time. Be the person who wants to buy your product. Get in their mind. And that's free game, y'all. That's free game. So the next topic is the Olympics and Sha'Carri competing on the 21st. Are y'all tuning in? You know I am. That's my cousin. Like, we got the same last name, same birthday. I got to see my girl Sha'Carri. But Mizzy could start the topic off, but we're just talking about the Olympics. What did you think of the Olympics this year?
Shout out Team USA.
Yeah, basketball team did great. Katie did what needed to be done.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we led in overall medals achieved, you know.
Regular.
So shout outs to everybody who competed for Team USA. Mm-hmm. Y'all did y'all thing, whether it be bronze, silver, or gold, you know, shout outs to y'all. But, I felt like, you know, the Olympics was pretty dope. I saw a couple highlights. You know, I'm not going to lie. Wasn't tuned in all the way, but tuned in a little bit. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, I had seen some highlights, too. I had seen the women's 4x400. Shout out to them. They had a team comprised of a hurdler, a long jumper. I think only one out of the four was a relay runner. Everyone else was like long jump, hurdles. Like, it's crazy. And we won. Like, the camera had to pan out at one point because that's how much of a lead Team USA had. So shout out to those women on Team USA for the 4x400. Yeah, I was doing what needed to get done. Shout out to, like Mizzy said, shout outs to Team USA. And shout out to the other teams too. You know, like, it's really nice to, you know, have a friendly competition with other countries and, you know, just come together for games. That's dope. And, you know, shout out to those other countries. They, you know, a lot of them went home with the gold as well. The I think the Italian on the relays, I think it was relays, but it was 4x100. He went home with the gold. And shout out Jamaica, y'all. Come on, how we forget Jamaica? Jamaica did what needed to be done. Shelly Ann. Congratulations to Shelly Ann. I forgot the other runner's name, but she did what needed to be done too. Now, I guess we just have to see Monday. I think Monday's when it, tomorrow. Wow. Tomorrow's when the race is happening. So make sure y'all up early tomorrow to see my cousin run, y'all. So the last topic is me just talking about Shantasy TV, y'all, and my podcast on YouTube. So I'm in the process of creating a YouTube channel for my podcast as well. So that's going to be dope. I'm just going to be doing my podcast, but also making sure I record some expressions, some funny sounds, do them live. Really make it like a podcast. You know, I see so many current podcasts on YouTube as a platform. And to be honest, if I didn't have that visual aid, I probably would be like, oh my God, they sound horrible. Or like, oh, I don't know what they look like. I have to see what they look like. So that visual aid is great. I mean, y'all won't say, what she look like, but you know, it's going to be some days you might though. But just getting that visual aid out there for the podcast, I think it'll be super dope. To, you know, just show my face once in a while. And then what else? Oh yeah, the Shantasy podcast as well before I move over to the Shantasy TV channel. New changes coming to season 4, y'all. I'm definitely going to be editing a lot more. So it's going to sound like a real freaking podcast. It's not going to just sound like, I just recorded and said upload. It's going to be some more editing, some sound bites, some musical features, some, you know, promotions. You know, it's really going to be fun. And yeah, for Shantasy TV, make sure you guys go subscribe to the channel. I'm excited for what's to come for the Shantasy TV channel. Like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I might talk about some real good things. You know, just getting out there, doing what I got to do. So the release date for that is, and drum roll, the 8th. So the following week. So Shantasy podcast premieres the 1st of November. And Shantasy TV premieres the 8th of November. So that's dope. I'll post videos twice a month. Like, edit video editing and comparison to audio editing is a lot, y'all. I'm going to be fully transparent. Twice a month is gold on Christmas, okay? That's what I think. Because editing is tedious. So, twice a month. And some things y'all should expect on this channel. Goofiness. Jokes. A lot of transparency because I'm not a person who hides. I'm not a liar. Like, what you see is what you get. Relationships. We should do like relationship challenges and like TikTok challenges. Be funny, I guess. I don't know. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses, yeah.
Don't worry about me, y'all. I'm so cracking. I'm just smiling in the back.
Not smiling in the back. I wish I could see the like smile coming in my direction, y'all. Life in another state. I still haven't tell y'all where I moved and I won't. I'll let y'all guess. People know, but like, you know. People don't. So, you know. Then, you know, spiritually. Ugh,
you just can't.
You can't.
You just
but,
can't.
But spirituality and religion, definitely going to talk on that. Huge factor in my life. I mean, I'll be nowhere without God, you know, honestly. As much as people, you know. Never too cool to give God praise, y'all. Never too cool. Awesome dance moves. Yo, I don't know if it's because I be on TikTok too much, y'all, but like, I be listening to music and formulating choreography in my head. So don't be mad if you just see me dancing out of nowhere. That's like second nature for some reason now. And some features as well. I know I keep every podcast. I want guests. I'm going to stop asking and just be booking y'all because y'all have amazing businesses that y'all need to promote. Y'all doing something in the community that needs outreach and messaging. I mean, come on, y'all. Get that voice out there. Don't be afraid. It's just radio. And okay, today's topic. That's a good jump. Mary Janine. We're talking about marijuana, y'all. Don't be scared. It's just a little bit of weed. And we're just talking about it. It's not like we're consuming it, you know? But today we're talking about Mary Jane, y'all. And everybody who knows me knows, like, huge advocate. We love, right? But I've had to cut back a little bit because, you know, state I live in is not very weed friendly. So, you know, but I'm definitely an advocate. Let's hurry up and pass that federal bill. Thank you. But yeah, many people don't know this either, but marijuana kind of like calms my body. Like, I have very bad anxiety, like bad, the worst nerves ever, y'all. Like, I shake passing a cup to somebody. So horrible nerves. And then like, I feel like I low key have ADHD. I'm not gonna like diagnose myself, but I can't really stay still. Yeah, I wish y'all could see me. I've been rubbing my leg and touching everything for the past 20 minutes. But yeah, it definitely helps calm that down. Like, I definitely think a lot of people think marijuana is just a drug and this horrible thing. But for many, it can be a reduction in your symptoms, you know, your life symptoms, like whether you're bipolar, you know, schizophrenic, things like that. I don't know if I'm not a doctor, y'all. I'm not even going to say that cures to that. But I've seen people who have been, you know, anxious, smoke, and it'll calm them down. Seen people with horrible nerves, you know. So I'm just speaking from experience and from my perspective. But yeah, so what do you think about marijuana marijuana legislation, legalization, things like that? Where do you think it's going?
It's heading in the right direction, as you can see what they did in New York and New Jersey, you know.
Virginia as well.
So it's definitely heading in the right direction. You know, hopefully other states would, you know, head in the same direction as well. But, you know, only time will tell.
And are you an advocate for marijuana, or what do you think? Yay or nay to marijuana?
Yeah. You know, I think yay because you're definitely right about it calming your nerves and, you know, getting you through, well, depending on whatever your medical condition is, not whatever, but what your medical condition may be, you know, it can definitely help you and aid you in ways that pills and prescribed medication might end up, you know, messing with you in the long run over time as you, you know, consume them on a daily basis or whatever basis you have to, you know, take your pills on. But definitely marijuana is definitely, you know, the best thing that anybody can use if they're, you know, if they have suffering from conditions or if they're going through a tough time, you know. But
and there's also, sorry to cut you off.
No, that's Gucci.
There's also two sides of marijuana. I mean, you have THC and you have CBD, and we've seen how CBD has helped people with bodily injuries, problems sleeping. Those who have like sleep apnea, things like that, it's aided. So, I mean, there's two spectrums of, you know, marijuana or, you know, THC. You have CBD involved in the mix as well, which many states are okay with, but THC is much of a barrier. So, I mean, it's two sides of the spectrum. People say they're very different, but they come from the same plant. One just gives you that reduction, I would say. But I mean, I've taken CBD as well, and I just fell asleep. Like, it's very strong for sleeping. You'll definitely feel much better when you wake up. Definitely recommend CBD as well if you have like body issues, like back problems or like, you know, things like that. And even if you have like insomnia, it definitely aids too. Like, you'll have the best sleep of your life. I mean, melatonin is very similar too, and there's some melatonin gummies that are CBD, and, you know, included. So yeah, and it's funny because I left a state, y'all, with full legislation and full legalization towards marijuana, but now I'm in a state where, you know, CBD is the only legal form. So it's like, is that still considered a drug? Like, you still have to be over 21 to buy it, 21 to consume. So what is the difference between CBD and marijuana? But there is a difference, but what is the difference? You know, like, it's important to understand all aspects of drug legislation, and that, you know, basically aids me into, you know, piggybacking into the next question, which is, do you feel like marijuana legislation is the gateway to other drugs being legalized? Do you think that's why they're so reluctant on, you know, making it legal in other states? Because, you know, Oregon just, you know, decriminalized multiple drugs. I think cocaine is legal in Portland, meth, heroin. There's a couple drugs that are just as legal as marijuana in Portland. And Portland is like a nightmare, at least what I've been seeing with the Antifa, quote unquote, and, you know, Proud Boys. But yeah, do you think that, and the question was, do you feel like this is the gateway to other drugs being legalized?
See, like, I know there's two sides to this, because everybody's not meant to handle everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, same way somebody might be allergic to orange juice, and I'm not allergic to orange juice. Like, some things, you know, your body's just not meant for you to handle. You know, like, some people, and I say that because some people smoke, and they might have been, you know, also being around the wrong crowd of people and the wrong scene. They might have went crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's some people who do smoke, and they kind of, they're not the same person they was before they started smoking. You know, so I'm not going to sit here and be like, and that's rare. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it happens a lot. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I never seen it happen. So it definitely can. Like, and that's like what I would call, you know, because it's not just being a weak-minded individual, but like I said, it could be many things where you might have a medical condition that you don't know about, and you taking something or you doing something to your body that you was never used to doing. You put yourself in a bad position, you know, to have a panic attack, and, you know, something like that, it happens. You know, so I'm not going to sit here and be like I said, being around the wrong crowd of people, being around, you know, the wrong scene, it's not meant for everybody, you know, it's not for everybody.
I agree. You know? And it's funny, too, because marijuana is only legal in 36 out of the 50 states. I saw another report that said 18, but I'm not too sure. But either way you look at it, there's still some states to, you know, consider in this whole debate. There's some states who don't agree with that. Many states don't agree. I mean, I know Texas is one. Florida is another. There's many states that doesn't matter what's going on. There's no way you're smoking weed. You may have a gun. You can have a gun, absolutely, sure. Here you go. But no, you can't smoke. And I feel like that plays a factor in it, too. Like, if you could have your gun, that's how you have the message to criminalize marijuana. Like, you can't be high and shoot a gun. You can't be high and carry a gun. You have to remember the adverse effects of marijuana and why I think that plays a pivotal role in, you know, why many of these states are reluctant to pass legislation. What does that mean for crime in these states? What does that mean for business in these states? You know, big cities like New York, I mean, you don't have guns, you know, unless you're an officer of the law or you have that license. It is illegal to have a gun in New York City. It's hard. It's very hard. California, another. So it's just funny how things play, how that, you know, is a pity patter off each other, like how they basically, you know, night and day, twin flames to me. So that's just a little food for thought. What do you think makes a drug a drug? And if you can't answer that question, don't worry, because I don't really know an answer either. But I'm going to give what I think a drug is a drug. It's not a right or wrong question. It's based off perspective. It's not the SATs, y'all.
If you can't stop doing it, if you can't stop doing it at will, like, and I know that kind of goes for anything.
That goes for anything. That's true. Because coffee is considered a drug too, y'all.
If you can't stop doing it at will, then you have an addiction. Like, you know. So you could take that how you want to take it. If you can't stop doing something that you know is bad for you at will, it is an addiction.
Yes.
So I consider whatever you're addicted to, I would associate as a drug.
Coffee, Instagram. Instagram is a drug, y'all. Allegedly.
So that's how I look at it. You know, so you could take that however you want to take it.
I agree with that. So that makes me like get off a little track, but also get on track. So how does like Mary Jane make you feel? Like why weed? You know, why not other drugs? You know, why weed? Why not other drugs? Why not cocaine? Why not heroin? Why not meth? Why not, you know, coffee every day? 8 times a day. Why not? You know, what's the difference?
That's a great fucking question. Excuse my language, y'all.
It is a great fucking question. I agree. But why weed? Why are we... What does weed do? It has to be some form of more pros than cons if we're pushing this one so hard. I mean, why not any other drugs, you know? The cocaine industry is worth $1 billion. And also, just, you know, food for thought. There's only one legal import of caco leaf into the United States. Only one legal import. I'll let you do what you will with that information. You'll be shocked who it is, y'all. I know I was, but why not? You know, weed is a $1 billion industry too, but what are the different adverse effects? I know the different effects, but why one and not the other? Why the latter, you know? And I'm going to give everybody time to think about that question. It don't need to be answered. But really think about it. Why are we as people, or even us as a government, a society, pushing and advocating for marijuana? Because, oh, you got an answer? Okay.
Well, it's many answers to it, but one being that the fact that it is a plant, you know. So I'm not going to talk like I know all the ins and outs, like I'm a botanist. So, but at the same time, from the little research I've done throughout my years of smoking marijuana, smoking the herb, smoking the ganja, it is a plant, and you know, depending on how you raise it, how you grow it, how you feed it, it becomes a beautiful budded plant. And you know, if you pick it at the right time, if you pick it when it's right, not too premature, and all those things, you know, those things that you need to do when you growing this plant. You feel me? Then from curing it and everything like that, after it's cured, and after you wash it and cure it and all of that, you know, it dries out, and then you're able to crush this plant down. You're able to crush this plant down. Smoke it, yeah. And it has, like we spoke on earlier, it has healing properties. Abilities,
yeah, you're right.
It has healing properties. For any individual who decided to do that, that it might aid them in whatever they're going through or whatever medical condition they got. So therefore, that can't possibly be a drug. Okay. You know, it's an herb. So now, with the fact that it's being an herb and it has certain healing properties. In the early, like, I can't remember, but it was in, like, Founding Fathers type time where hemp was a big thing.
Hemp,
damn near everything was made with hemp because it was 10 times stronger.
You're right.
When put together, it was 10 times stronger than anything. 10 times stronger. I'm not sure if they... I forgot they said... If they said wood or whatever, it's 10 times stronger. So, you know, don't quote me, but, you know, I'm going off of prior knowledge that, you know, I'm tapping into it from when I was a kid. Hemp was used daily until, you know, it became this war against drugs, you know. But other than that, like we said, it's not just to be smoked. It's used for many different things, clothes, many different things. And, you know, for some reason, it was labeled a drug when it's not. So, you know, it's a lot of differences. You know, it's not addictive. You, like I said, that's kind of being weak-minded for you to, you know, you can stop at will. True word, you know, you can stop at any time. It's not going to send you down a downward spiral. Like, you just lost in a daze. Oh, I need to smoke. No. You know, that's for, like, weak-minded, I would say. It's very, you know, you got to be kind of stupid.
No, not Mr. Reagan over here say no to drugs.
But I'm saying you got to be...
No, I agree.
You got to be stupid if you decide to smoke or do any type of drug or do anything.
I feel like if your affairs are not in order.
If you like, yo, I'm going to buy this dime. You know, let's just say you got $10 before, you know, you got your last $10. I'm going to buy this dime before I give me something to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when, you know, you got a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever.
And not because you got food at home. I'm talking about no food.
You got a problem, bro. Like, sis, whatever you doing. You got your last $100. Let me go get this bag of designer. Yeah. You still got your credit card bill due. Your credit card bill due tomorrow. All you have to do is pay $50. You go get a bag of designer instead of paying that $50 on your credit card bill.
Yeah. Exactly. Fiscal responsibility, y'all. And so basically with that, the MORE Act, which is the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, is still under, you know, debate, still under conversation, still figuring out next steps. One reason I feel like they're reluctant as well in most of these states, because a lot of these states are homes to private prisons, and, you know, private prisons and how that industry goes. And if you don't, I suggest reading a couple books. You will be shocked. And that's why I feel another reason. That's a reason why people are reluctant. Oh, man, now we got to free all these black men for petty crimes we got them doing 25 to 30 years for. What does that mean? It's more on the table than just smoking a plant, y'all. Trust me. What happens to private prisons? What happens to those charged with marijuana offenses? What happens?
But that's
who's
why,
that majority in prison?
No, but that's why when you go to certain counties and, like, when you go to certain states, it's different counties and different rules and different laws. That you go to certain, you go to, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of saying, like, you go to a state, West Bubblefuck, that, you know, shit is completely different. No matter who you are, no matter, like, excuse me, no matter what skin color you are, like, you go in and you slip up and you got, like, let's just say you got an ounce of weed, certain states will slay you.
Yep.
So, you know, like, it's not on that type of scale. Where, you know, because like I said, like, and like we spoke on, rules are changing, certain laws are changing for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but certain laws are changing for the better. So in these bigger states, they can't do that, you know. So, like, it's going to be more of a watchful eye over all of those things. Hopefully, you know, but like saying those other states where things don't change and you get caught up in all the different counties and like how we seen that law pass with in Long Island where you cannot, you know, basically you can't curse at a cop. What was
Yep, you can't disrespect the cop. You can't. I think it was something along the lines of like you can't record them either.
No.
Yeah, it was. It was like you can't record a cop. This was the whole thing. You can't record a cop, and if you are recording a cop, that's considered harassment.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's considered harassment.
I didn't.
And
I didn't
then
see that
talking part. Back to cops or cursing out cops is included in that, and it's not passed or anything. It's a proposition, so they're trying to get that passed in Nassau County. So, if you live in Long Island and you have a bad repertoire with the men in blue, officers of the law.
Not even a bad repertoire. Just if you having a bad day and they come across your way and they giving you a tough time, man, you just so happen to curse them out.
Don't.
Yeah, basically.
Don't.
That's going to be a problem.
But remember, this is all in theory. It's not passed. No. They're trying to get it passed. But just, you know, updates on that, y'all. That's something to think about. Yeah.
Back to the bigger topic at hand. So when it comes to, you know, the different counties and everything like that, you know, you got to be real careful because they could K-slay you for the simplest thing. And you're going to be sick.
Yeah, you will.
You're going to be sick, you know, so.
And last closing thoughts on this topic. I'll go first and then I'll let Mizzy go. I just want to say, you know, just dancing your own grass. And what I mean by that is do what's best for you. If you don't like weed, don't like weed. If you do like weed, do like weed. I mean, it's ultimately up to you. We have something called an identity, and then we have something else called individualism. Be your own individual, and, you know, live your life. If you do decide to partake in, you know, the recreation, I'm all for it. And if you don't, I'm all for it too. It's your life to live. Only one person has to judge you, and it's not me. Missy, your closing thoughts.
I love, you know, you having me here. Thank you for having me as a guest. Appreciate it. You know, I love all y'all listening in. You know, thank y'all for the love and support. You know, and just, if you want to donate to the cause, just go to my GoFundMe page. I'm just saying, I'm playing around with y'all. I'm playing. But if y'all do want me to create a GoFundMe page, I will. You know, I understand how today's culture works. So if y'all want me to do that, you know, I definitely will. You know, just
what a clown.
At Shantizzy Podcast, let her know what's going on. Get that started. You know, I love y'all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. thank you for coming on the show. Like we don't live together. Thank you for being a guest on this episode, the season finale. So I'm just going to run through reviews real quick because I'm not trying to make this super long. An hour was my mark. So the last 15 minutes will be basically on, you know, the things you guys filled out on that form I sent to a couple of you. And thank you. We know that surveys and forms work. And not only are you aiding to knowledge of me on my podcast, you also are helping me when I decide to be Dr. Chantel Richardson, you know. Hyphen Lazarus, right? Hyphen.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm just joking. I don't mind. excuse me. What did you think of the Shantizzy Podcast Season 3? Many people said they loved it. Thank you. And they also said they wish I was more consistent. Understandable. But more of you said you loved it. You know. It was really close though, really close. 57% to 42%, very close. Any reviews or comments you want to share? Someone said thank you for using your voice to speak on important topics. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Someone said I love your energy, Missy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stop using foul language. I'll think about that shit. And I know who wrote that. Ma, I'll think about it. Okay, I don't know yet. I feel like cursing gives me my little, you know, edge or whatever. Someone said, keep on doing what you do, being a light, speaking the honest truth, even if your voice is threatened. No health, no hater, no weapon form can prosper, beautiful. Send it all my love and well wishes. Thank you. Absolutely. Weapons will form, but never prosper. Love seeing your growth over the seasons. Can't wait to see more. Thank you. I'm excited to grow as well. And I said it earlier, but I don't know if people was listening. I'm going to have to flex bomb this. But yeah. Period. 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 We are on YouTube coming this fall, y'all. Funk Flex Bomb. It already happened. You'll hear it. But I'm gonna drop it again. Yeah. We're coming to YouTube, y'all. So you could definitely see my facial expressions and my kooky humor and real funny vibes, y'all. You'll love it. Somebody said, keep going. Your perspective is quite entertaining. Thank you. I think so as well. Love your videos. Thank you. Keep going strong. All it takes is one good podcast to gain traction. Absolutely. A baby don't stop after one step. They keep going. Call me a baby. It's giving Gerber. Consistency. I will be more consistent. I promise. 2 times a week, y'all. Another Funk Flex Bomb. 2 times a week, Monday and Friday, starting November 1st. November 1st, y'all. So y'all got 2 months to get y'all shit together. 2 months. It's going to be big. Somebody said Shantizzy is hilarious. Thank you. I try. I just be being me or whatever. Anything you want to promote? Somebody said nothing to promote. Somebody said unity. Always want to promote unity amongst class, race, sex, gender, everything. Unity, y'all. And equality. Your new transition. We'll talk about that. Stay tuned for the YouTube, y'all. November 8th. Shantizzy TV. My hair business. Oh, yeah. Follow Locks by Nay on IG. I'm going to share her page after posting this podcast. She does really great faux locks, y'all. She also is my cousin. Right now, she's located in the Albany area. So, all y'all hoes at University of Albany, go get y'all hair done. No, I'm just joking. but yeah, if you are in the Albany area or, you know, New York area, she does do some bomb faux locks. And it lasts. It definitely lasts. I was trying to get her down here to do my hair, but, you know, she got to go to college and be, you know, fruitful or whatever. But yeah, congrats. Shout out to all the people going back to school or starting school. Congrats, y'all. Do big things. I'm proud of y'all. Somebody said supporting our youth in their business endeavors. If you have a business you want to promote, please, please, please forward it over. I'm always promoting. Like ABP, always be promoting. I love to promote people, y'all. Like if you have a business you want to promote, whether it's on my Instagram page, whether it's on Twitter, TikTok. I'm about to make pages for TikTok, y'all. I'm trying to take over the world by 2023, y'all. So y'all know the vibe. Yeah. So if you have a business you want to promote it. I want everybody to be on. I want everybody to have a voice in this society. You know I'm big on that. Somebody said promote social media. I think on my Shantizzy TV podcast, Shantizzy TV podcast, look at me getting confused. My Shantizzy TV channel, I'm going to also start giving like little social media tips on how to grow your following and, you know, how to make, you know, engagement posts, how to get more people interacting, whether you're a business or it's personal for your brand. I'm definitely going to be doing more of that. So I said, any topics you guys want to specifically hear, and I'm about 8 minutes till my end, so we're on great timing. Somebody said, just navigating transition experience. You have a lot to tell, share that many can learn from. I definitely do. And I will be speaking more on that. That's why I said transparency is going to be super big. I guess very big in my YouTube channel, Shantizzy TV, and also on the Shantizzy podcast. I love to share my experiences and a lot more story times. I think I can get a couple people to laugh at some of my story times and the stuff I went through. Relationships. I would love to talk about relationships. I'm currently in a very happy relationship. Like, you know, I love my partner. So I'm definitely going to speak on that. And I'm going to have him speak too because, like, Mizzy is hilarious, y'all. Like, I'm funny, but Mizzy is hilarious, like, very funny, you know. I just jumped right into it. But the next one was, why is our new generation so unapologetic and not afraid to fight back against racism and social injustice? Who's afraid? Who out there is afraid to be very, in totality, black? Like, y'all better Show y'all blackness. Our ancestors did not fight, did not get spit on, hanged, drowned, eaten by crocodiles. You know, some of the worst things just because they were black. Y'all better speak up and don't let nobody play y'all. I don't care who said it. I don't care who. Gain your respect. Gain your respect. I don't care if they 98 or 18. Do what you gotta do. Don't let nobody call you out. Speak up against social injustice. Speak up. Because it can easily be you. And I'm talking in all aspects. Gender, sex, race, class. Speak up for your people. God will humble y'all. You better speak up for your people. Somebody said, it's pro-medical choice vaccines different from pro-choice abortion. If pro-medical choice, like being able to say yes or no to the vaccine, is it any different from saying yes or no to an abortion? No. I don't think so. Me personally, I don't think so. I mean, you want to go have an abortion, have an abortion. You want to say no to the vaccine, say no to the vaccine. Now, if you don't want to have an abortion, don't have an abortion. If you do want the vaccine, go get the vaccine. It's your personal choice. I don't think government should tell you what you should get and what you, it's your body. Like, come on, y'all. If you paying for it and you doing what's necessary, then you go do it. Butt out. Let's talk about the difficulties of being young and black in a corporate workspace. If you are my close friends, you know I'd be going in. But, yeah, definitely we'll be talking about that next season. Hopefully I've gotten somewhere too and where I need to be. If you're my close friends, you know. Love and peace. Always bring in love and peace, y'all. Always exude that. Surprise me, sis. I got you. Different black woman topics. Okay. Hurt the girlfriends. You know, I'll keep it going. Somebody said keep creating the content you want to put out there. Okay. Toxic masculinity and double standards between men and women. I think I did a podcast on that not too long ago. I think in season 2. But, you know, you can never talk too much about that topic. Last but not least, somebody said, two people said that. Y'all are funny. Somebody said, talk about bum-ass Wendy Williams exploiting people but hating when people exploit her, or talk more about colorism. I definitely would love to speak more about colorism. Everybody who knows me, I'm this light skin advocating for dark skin, whether it's men or women. I'm very big on all black representation. I do not feel like color should be a barrier, especially within our race. I mean, it has been and it should no longer be. You should not be more favorable because you are a different skin tone. That is disgusting. Or you should not be seen in more videos or more aspects of, you know, any type of exposure because you're light skinned. I do not agree with that. But that goes back to, you know, paper bag tests and things like that. So definitely we'd love to talk more about that. But back to Wendy Williams. I don't like to speak on Wendy Williams because, I mean, we do two different things. She's more in a gossip type blog, judgment area. I will never be that involved in a celebrity's life that it gains me money. I'm sorry. I'll give my opinion. I'll tell you how it is. But making a show off of it, absolutely not. Sorry. So shout out to Wendy Williams, though. She'll get in the bag doing it. But Chantel Richardson, Shantizzy will not. I asked last but not least, and we're about our 2-minute marker. Anything you want to confess and get off your chest? Somebody said, I miss you, bitch. Oh, I miss you too, bitch. I don't know who it is, but I miss you. Another person said, I miss you. Miss you more. I don't want to live in New York anymore. I didn't either. That's why I moved. Move. New York will always be there, y'all. I'm a man. Woo. Congratulations. Somebody said they fell off after season 1. Not sure why, though. Or maybe I fell off after season 1. I can't really understand that. Somebody said fall off after season 1. Not sure. Not why sure those. Baby, your friend, I don't know who this is. If you're my friend, we need to discuss grammar. If you're not, you still need to discuss grammar because I don't know what that meant. Somebody said, I love you to the moon and back. Oh, love you too. Somebody said, God is love always. Who can argue with God? We don't do petty. We don't do petty. We pray for folks. Absolutely. We definitely pray. I try to pray upwards of 2-3 times a day, trying to get to 7. Definitely try to pray more. Who can argue with God? No one. God is love always. Yes, he is. We don't do petty. I'm getting there. I mean, I don't really do petty anymore, but, you know, I don't know. I haven't been tested in recent days, but not sure about hold off on we don't do petty. I don't know yet. I'm not perfect, guy. I'm not his strongest soldier. So, somebody said, I love you. That's all. I love you, Chantel. We love you guys, too. I'm like, we. I love you guys, too. I just want to thank you guys for the continued support on my podcast in general. I really do appreciate everything from the listening to the feedback to the likes. I just love it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And more amazing content coming soon. Bye. Take up the money like crops in my harvest, stuck in my waist for the longest. I step out, you know my fit is the hardest. My back is big as the largest. Bank account statements can't fit in the margins. I get a check and I flaunt it. Niggas is watching me eat and they starving. Don't give a fuck, not my problem. I only run plays with my partners. Stuck in my ways, eating noodles and lobster. I was never an imposter. Looking for gang, you know where to find us. If you don't go in and go check the roster. Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways. I'm stuck in my ways. I'm stuck in my ways, yeah.
Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways. No tripping my focus, I'm trying to get paid.
Can't help that I'm stuck in my ways. I'm stuck in my ways.